Beavers have been pretty tough here over the last few games here. A tough setback against Hugoton, but very much part of that game throughout. They will host a pretty good Holcomb team coming up here on Friday night before heading to the Sterling Invitational starting on Tuesday next week against Sterling here. We'll talk to a couple of the seniors here first, and we'll start off here with Isaac Trango. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, it's been an interesting year. You guys have been able to get six games in so far, and I know it hasn't probably turned out how you'd want it, but do you feel like that things are kind of on the cusp of turning around for you guys?
Yeah, sometimes you got to learn how to start games well, and once we start games well, we got to learn how to finish them as well, too.
Well, you've been in there in a reserve role there coming in there. You're just kind of one of those that likes to crash and be physical. Do you kind of embrace that role, kind of being the bull down there in the post area?
Yeah, once I come in, I just know I got to hustle, you know, try to crash for the boards, try to get every opportunity we can to score.
All right, but, you know, it's been – what's probably the favorite part of your game?
Probably getting down the court during transition, and if that's not, probably being able to crash with my size not being, like, over 6'2 or 6'3, you know.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun. Do you embrace the challenge of playing those taller guys?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. You may have that opportunity there next week at Sterling there. But Friday night, it's Holcomb coming to town, and I know it's a rivalry game for you guys. What maybe sets a Holcomb-Scott City matchup for you guys, maybe apart from some of the other games or opponents that you face during the year?
You know, we kind of have a history with, like, not liking each other, so we always want to get the best during the regular season. And we always just want to see, like, who outworks the other, who plays the whole game, to see who's, like, up better off towards the end.
Well, it should be a fun one there Friday night. And I know you guys are got to be excited to get ready to play because you guys haven't had a lot of games out of the Christmas break. This will just be your second. So I know you're probably ready to play a lot of games, aren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to bounce back, you know, get better. Hopefully play some more games on the stretch.
All right. Senior Isaac Trango joining us here. Thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. He'll hand it over here to Harrison King here. Take the microphone here. And, Harrison, how you doing this evening?
Good. Thank you.
Well, it's been a tough season, but I think you guys have to feel pretty good that you've been a part of these games. And what do you feel like that you need to do to help maybe lead the team over the hump here?
I just feel I need to, you know, drive mm-hmm. some more and make – create shots for my teammates, and hopefully we'll start making them more and we'll score more points on offense because, you know, it's been a struggle a little bit lately.
I know it's been tough not getting the wins, but I think you guys have been fun to watch here this year so far. Go through that game against Hugoton. That was a pretty fun first half, wasn't it, last week?
Yeah, that was a great first half. We were playing good. We were feeling good, making mm-hmm. shots. We were stopping them from scoring, mm-hmm. and we just got to be able to do it the whole game now instead of just first half.
Even though you guys didn't get the win, playing against a very solid team, a very experienced team is like Hugoton, does that give you guys maybe a little boost of confidence, say, hey, we can play with anybody here?
Yeah, it definitely does. We can do it. We just got to be able to do it the entire game and keep our confidence the whole time.
What has maybe been the biggest thing that you guys have been working on here this week as you get ready for a pretty tough stretch here for over the next couple of weeks?
We've just been making sure to make good passes when we're trying to get it into the posts and then to just mm-hmm. take care of the ball overall when we're dribbling or any time during offense.
All right. Well, Friday night, Holcomb comes to town, and I know that's got to be exciting. That's a game that definitely gets you fired up, isn't it?
Definitely. We don't really like Holcomb, like Isaac said.
Well, it's a mutual, but it's a good rivalry.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. Once again, Senior Harrison King joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Scott said thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up Friday next week.
Thank you.
All right. Senior Harrison King joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City is Coach Brian Gentry is here, and we're going to get to talk with him here as the Beavers host Holcomb on Friday night. Well, Coach... it's been kind of weird, the schedule and everything, considering that this will only be your second game before mid-season tournament. Considering that you guys have only got back to practice last Monday after having 2 weeks off, is that maybe not a bad thing?
No, it's a great thing, really. With that big break, it's you know, conditioning's a factor, and then like we've spoke before, you know, with the youth on our team and kind of the inexperience, you know, practices are great because we can get in there and we can really rep out what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. So it's been good. I love practices, so you know, I'm fine with stretches in between games. So we're doing a pretty good job, and you know, we've seen a lot of growth with our team, and I think that's, you know, kind of what we wanted to get to when we started the season. You know, we knew there was going to be stretches and some trials, you know, throughout the year that were going to, you know, test our character, and you know, I think these guys are responding well. I think it shows on the floor. You know, I think our guys are doing things that, you know, in the first two games we didn't do, you know, so we're showing some growth and some signs. So we just got to put, you know, four quarters together.
Yeah, you mentioned that the growth there. I think last week, Friday, against a pretty good Hugoton team was a prime example of that. You guys really control that first half, and it's kind of been last couple games been the tale of two halves there. The second half has been the tough one there, and I mean, the first half against Hugoton, I think that's probably by far your best half of the year.
Yeah, it was. You know, we were fortunate. You know, they missed some shots. You know, some of our rotations weren't great, and they're not always going to be. But you know, we competed. We made the right plays. We got the ball down to, you know, Carter early, and he was really having some success. And you know, we got Blaine, you know, finally convinced that, you know, he's a player. He's an athletic kid, you know, and he was very aggressive in that first half. And he stayed aggressive the second half. You know, a couple shots didn't go. But, you know, for us to really take that next step, you know, he's got to be a factor on the offensive side of the floor because he's a great defender. But, you know, we need his scoring ability, you know. But the second half, you know, they got hot, you know, late. In the fourth quarter, really, and our rotations weren't very sharp, but a lot of that came down to turnovers. We were turning the ball over, we were rushing things a little bit, we weren't in a rhythm, and we weren't able to get set back up. So it's just, you know, finding things each game, you know, that we can improve on. They're there. We just have to, you know, notice those things and make the right adjustments, you know, at practice and work on the things that we need to.
Well, Friday night begins another big stretch for you guys. Holcomb comes to town, and I know they're going to be probably a little angry after their overtime loss last night, but that was quite a game between them and Lake, and that was went back and forth throughout there. But this Holcomb team has, you know, quite a few new faces, but also quite a few scorers coming back from that team a year ago.
Yeah, they've got, you know, they've got a lot of playmakers, really. You know, last year they had more, you know, guys that filled a role. They had shooters, they had a post, they had, you know, they had several things. This year they spread the floor a little bit more. They've got a lot of guys that can really finish at the basket. They can get into the paint and kick, and so you know, they're a really good team. That game last night, you know, like you said, it was back and forth and very competitive, you know, Zeffin is a challenge. You know, when you're guarding him out on the perimeter and keeping him in front of you and keeping him out of the paint is definitely a challenge because he creates so much offense for them. But their bigs are playing well. They shoot the ball all five guys when they're out there. You know, for the majority have the green light to shoot it. And so our rotations are going to have to be sharp. And we're going to, you know, we can't give up, you know, a ton of uncontested shots. We want to be contesting everything. And then, you know, we want to play in a rhythm on offense. You know, that's you know, the kind of the key word for our guys is you know, finding a rhythm. Because I think at times you kind of see a little bit, you know, we get a little jittery every once in a while. And that comes, you know, with a lack of confidence, you know, handling the ball sometimes. So we just we got to play in a rhythm and play through our bigs. And I think we're seeing those guys take big strides, you know, whether that's Gus, Sawyer, Carter, you know, all those guys are making progress, you know, in their game. So we got to play through them, and then our guys got to be ready to make plays, you know, from the guard spots.
Well, and then next week, it's going to be a pretty tough week. They're a different tournament for you this year, and you start off with a very good Sterling team right off the bat there. But I think it should be a kind of a fun competitive tournament, something new for you guys this year.
Yeah, it's definitely new. Not thrilled about the amount of time we have to spend on a bus to get there. and really would be less excited if our fans could go, you know, because that would probably prohibit some of those guys from going. So with this year, I guess that's one good thing about this, that nobody has to make the decision whether they can go or not, because they can't go. But yeah, you know, we're going to see a lot of new faces. That first game is going to be extremely challenging. They got a 6'6", 6'7" kid that just jumps out of the gym that can shoot the three, and he's solid. So, but yeah, it'll be exciting to see some new teams. You know, it still has to be about us and you know, making progress and trying to get better each game.
Yeah, hopefully they put a height restriction on how high he can jump, right?
Either that or put the goal to like 13 feet.
Just for him.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, as always, here, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, thanks, Adam.